This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
And Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Lisa Kernan joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I was reading a little bit about what you're doing. The five words you never thought you'd say. Tell everybody what they are.
I'm running the Boston Marathon.
Now, have you ever run 26.2 miles before?
No, I actually ran my first 5K this September.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I've never run a marathon, but I am thrilled and excited and honored to be running for the library. That's how passionate I am about it.
You just did your first 5K in September and you're running for the marathon?
Correct.
So,
yes.
I believe in you. I know you're going to kill it, but damn, that's a quick ramp up.
Yeah, I mean, I do love running. I've been doing it for a little while, but just never at a distance like the marathon. And so I was getting sort of more into running, and my coworkers knew that. I actually work at the Boston Public Library Fund, raising money for the library, and we have a charity team, which is wonderful. And so I sort of decided if I'm ever going to do it, it's going to be now. I probably will never run a marathon again, although every time I say that to a marathon runner, they say, oh, never say never. You'll probably do this again. But I can probably confidently say this will be my one and only. But it's just a great opportunity to raise some money for the library.
I mean, you get bragging rights for life with one anyways. You only need one.
That's the hope. You know, people have times they want to finish by and all sorts of goals. My goal is to finish and to not have to walk. Those are my two big goals.
So what is the Boston Public Library Fund? I mean, obviously, I can tell by the name. You guys help raise money for the library?
Yeah, so we're the primary philanthropic arm. So yes, that is we're technically a separate nonprofit, but we operate out of the library right in Copley Square. And so everything we raise gets granted over to the library. They are a city entity, so they do have some city funding to cover, you know, the basics, keeping the lights on, you know, the staff employed, which is wonderful, and the capital projects. But we raise money for everything else the library does. So all of the wonderful programs and services. I think a lot of people don't realize everything that happens at the Boston Public Library. So for starters, we are the library for the Commonwealth, which means anybody in Massachusetts can actually get a Boston Public Library card. You don't need to live in the city of Boston. But one thing we've been able to fund in recent years is actually expanding the digital catalog in a program called Books Unbanned. So people ages 13 to 26 living in states or towns or even at their school where they're facing book bans, they can't get access to books they want to read. They can actually apply for a Boston Public Library card. And so we were able to fund that program, which is really exciting. Since it was launched about 2 years ago, we've had over 8,000 people sign up. So young people across the country that have checked out about 14,000 books. So again, people just, you know, they want to read, they want to access information, but maybe they live somewhere where books are being banned.
I have a question for you. I think you'll be the perfect person to answer this because I've checked out books digitally through the Boston Public Library before because you can get certain books there for free that normally you would have to pay for. But sometimes it's hard to get a book which I don't understand.
Yeah.
Why aren't they, and why isn't there an unlimited supply of a digital version of a book?
So it's a great question. It's actually because digital books are more expensive than the physical books. And so that's one thing, too, you know, our funding goes towards is trying to alleviate those wait lists, especially for like a bestseller. You know, if you'll ever notice a bestseller or, you know, one of Oprah's books comes out or Reese right. Witherspoon on her book list, people go to check it out and there is an extremely long wait list. And it is because ebooks, you know, the licenses for them are actually more expensive than buying a physical book for the library. And it is, you know, it's becoming really popular for people to read digitally, especially we hear a lot from older adults who can't get in physically to the library right. anymore or one of their branch libraries. There's 25 branch libraries across the city. They like to check out ebooks. So it is, you know, incredibly popular. And so funds that we raise also go towards that to try to alleviate the wait list on some of those books, but they are costly. And that's why that program Books Unbanned was kind of costly as well.
How's the training been going for your first ever marathon? Because boy, it's been real cold out.
Yeah, it's been cold. So I've been doing a lot of miles on the treadmill. I ran my first ever half marathon distance on a treadmill, which I never thought I would do. I switched treadmills halfway through. They say just to kind of switch to get a different, you know, viewpoint in the gym. So yes, the gym and the treadmills have been my lifeline. I'm not going to say it's harder than I thought it would be because I know it was going to be hard, but I'm definitely, you know, a lot of little injuries come up that you then kind of have to like nurse and go to physical therapy for, especially when you're kind of a less experienced runner. But it's been really, really rewarding and really great. I never thought I would do this or be able to do this, but
that's awesome.
You know, the classic joke is you run a 5K and then you just add a couple more miles, that becomes a 10K, and then really you're almost to a half marathon. And so you might as well just run a marathon at that point.
If you want to help out Lisa Kernan, who is running for the Boston Public Library as a part of the Boston Public Library Fund, you can text us here in the studio, 617-655-1234, and we'll text you back to her link. What is your goal for money raising?
So my goal is to raise $10,000.
Oh, that's a lot.
I need a little bit over.
That's a big number.
It is a lot, yeah.
That's a big number.
Yeah, and so we have a team of about 20 runners, and so it really does raise a significant amount for the library, which is incredible. So my goal is $10,000. I need a little over $3,000.
Yeah, I see right now you're at $6,754 with 51 days to go. So if you want to help out Lisa and donate to her Boston Marathon run, again, you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will text you back with a link to where you can donate. And then you're also having an event you're going to do at Old Planters Brewing Company in Beverly. When is that?
Yes, I live up in Beverly, so Old Planters is a local brewery. They're nice enough to let me host a trivia night and book swap. It's on Friday, March 21st at 7 p.m. So you can come, play for prizes, bring a book you want to swap with somebody else. It'll be a great night.
Lisa, you're now officially a member of the Carson Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I so appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for coming on. It's good to talk to you.
Okay. Bye.
Good luck on your run.
Thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.